And you're listening to Community Connections, and we're changing now. We've got with us the Rotary Club of Healesville, Ian Viney. Welcome, Ian.
Welcome, Alan. Thanks for having us along.
Not a problem. And you've got a big day coming up on this Sunday, March the 15th. Now, tell us all about it, please, Ian.
One of our biggest events of the calendar year, the Healesville Dogs Day Out. We're into our fifth year this year. Over the years, we've raised about, well, in excess of $40,000 to get back to sporting clubs and community clubs.
And we should mention, sorry to butt in, but we need to mention too that any of these organisations like Rotary and Lions and your opposition and all that, that every dollar you raise is going to go where you say. There's not going to be any... we need 20% off the top for a cut or anything like that, is it? We need to emphasise that.
No, that's right. The money comes in for the event, and apart from making sure that we've got proper toilet facilities and things like that, everything goes straight back out to the community, especially with this event. It is purely designed to make sure that money gets out to the community clubs. We invite community clubs and sporting clubs to write us a little note to say what they might be needing, and then we do our best to fill that need. It might be a set of goals for a local soccer club or something of the like. It's not about making money for the club. It's about having a great day out with our dependent and loving dogs. But it's also about making sure that any money raised goes back to the community.
And the cost of running Rotary isn't subsidised by anything like this. It's out of your pockets, isn't it?
That's right. Look, in general, we eat once a week, and we pay for our own meals. We don't create a slush fund or anything. So, no, all the money just goes straight back.
Righto. So it's this Sunday, March the 15th. It's from 11 a.m. till 3:30, and whereabouts is it, please, Ian?
In Coronation Park, which is out the back of the Healesville Bowls Club. It's been there consistently for those years that we've been running. Although the starting time is 11 a.m, registrations can take a little bit of time, so I would fully encourage people to get along any time from 10, have a look at the sequence of events. You can get onto our website at www.rotaryhillsville.org/dogsdayout. There is a registration form there if you want to register online, or if not, just have a look and see what events are running. We've got one of the best events of the day, in my opinion, is the very first event at 11 a.m, so you do want to get there early for that. That's Best Junior Handler, and it's great to see the kids out there with their family pooches.
You've got a whole lot of events on the day. Ian, would you like to tell us what some of those are, please?
Well, we've already gone through event number one, Best Junior Handler. Number two, Best Golden Oldie.
Who's got to be the oldie, the dog or the owner?
Well, the very next event is the most alike, so maybe there's an event for both of those categories.
Oh, I'd hate to win that one.
Yeah, I suppose it's the people that have the graceful Afghan that would really like to win it, not the ones with the pugs. No slighting the pug owners there. I'm sorry about that.
I don't say don't touch that.
Number four, Best Trick. So if you've got a dog that really knows, has got a trick down pat, bring them along. Longest Dog Tail. There really is an event for everything. Man and his dog. I suppose we would include woman and his dog in that, or her dog. Gentle Giant, number eight. Best smile
on a dog.
Actually, you know, I saw that one last year, and I thought, oh, it's a bit odd. Dogs don't really smile, but my dog has a really great smile now. I've truly come to believe. If only I could get her to stuff a sock in her mouth and come up to me like she does in the morning with that smile going, I think she'd win that. Event number nine, Shiniest Coat. If you've been feeding your dog olive oil, get along. I can't even read my own writing. Best Rescue Dog. Oh, there you go. There's one. So anyone out there that's rescued a dog
from Pound or something,
yep, bring them along. That's a special event just for them. Most Handsome Dog. That would be interesting. Most Appealing Eyes. Actually, once again, my pepper has almost natural. What's that dark eyeliner that?
The mascara.
The mascara. She's got this almost natural mascara look to her eyes.
Geez, you're going to take.
I'm going to take home a heap of these.
Prizes.
I'll be in them. Don't you worry. Waggiest tail. There'd be a lot of dogs in the running for that one. Yep. The best six legs. I'd hate to see a dog with six legs, if they do show up, I'm sure they'll win. The owners, along with their dogs.
Gee, someone would be game to be judging that.
I'll stay out of that one. I'm definitely not judging that one.
Touching that in a fit.
The prettiest pooch, event number 16, fluffiest tail, followed by longest ears. Well, there's not going to be too much allowance for judges. Interpretation on that one. It's probably just going to come down to a tape and measure.
Yep.
And then event number 18, the smallest dog.
Well, that won't be hard either.
No. But so that's it in a nutshell, and it takes a few hours, but it's a few hours of great fun.
Yep. And obviously, with some of those, everybody's got a chance of winning, haven't they?
Absolutely. And the judging is not too serious. I mean, I say that, that one the longest ears will just come down to a tape measure, but I'm sure the judges might even find a way around that if they feel it the right thing to do.
Depends on whether someone wants to try and bribe the judge.
Are we allowed to take bribes for the good of the community? Well, I'll refer that one to the rules book.
You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Where the time is 29 minutes past one and it's 26 degrees. And I have with me Ian Viney from the Rotary Club of Healesville. We're talking about the big day this Sunday, March the 15th, from 11 till 3, although you should get there at 2 o'clock, and it's at the Coronation Park, Healesville, and it's a dog's day out. It's a great day for the dogs. Ian, I'll guarantee there'll be the Rotary barbecue there as well.
It's one of the things we're really good at, actually. tossing a few snags on the barbie. There'll be the barbie, there'll be a coffee van, there'll be snacks for dogs and people alike. The traders that are there are a great support for the event. You can get there for a little bit before 11, before the first event, and stay right through lunchtime. We'll feed you. It's not free, but once again, all money raised goes to support the event and goes back into the community. And look, on that point, I should thank our sponsors, YX Ball Financial Services, Yarra Valley Pet Resort, Heritage and Heritage Funerals, Healesville Amateur Racing Club, Vic Forests, Healesville Community Bank, and Healesville Real Estate. There's a few more that I'll mention a bit later. But look, without their support, we couldn't do it, and we couldn't get the money back into those sporting clubs. And, if you can come along and help support the day and make sure that we get bigger and bigger each year, we will have a surprise celebrity guest this year. I can't mention who. Come along, see who it will be. Look, great fun day, and I was glad to hear that you mentioned the weather's going to be 21 and cloudy. Perfect day to get your pooches out. They won't find it too hot. There will be watering stations around for them, and once again, you will be able to buy a snack for them there on the day from a couple of the traders.
And I guess the other thing too, it gives you an opportunity to get your pet outdoors and interact with your pet and other pet owners as well.
Socialisation is a big thing with your pets. If you want them to be well behaved, then they need to get out and have a social life.
I wish you could tell me how to behave, get my dog well behaved. But anyway, that's another story.
Bring him along on Sunday.
Now, Ian, I just said to you, my dog doesn't do as he's told. Is there anybody there on Sunday that can tell me where I'm doing wrong or what he's doing wrong?
I'm sure it's what you're doing wrong, Al.
The dog would say that.
That's the sternest voice I can come across with. We'll actually have a few experts there on the day. So we'll have a lunchtime display by the Healesville Dog Obedience Club. The way those dogs run around the course that they lay out is amazing. So if anyone knows how to get your dog listening to your commands, I'm sure they would be able to help. But we will also have one of the traders there is Kate from, and her partner, sorry, I can't remember Kate's partner's name, from the Inbetweeners. And they help rescue dogs, as we've been talking about. Now, they're excellent with animals. I had a rather errant German Shepherd, which they were fantastic with. There's going to be lots of expertise there. Just approach any of those people on the day and they'll be able to help you sort your dog's problems or your problems.
Well, those two ladies are very much into rehoming dogs too, aren't they?
That's right. And they do it on a shoestring budget and out of the kindness of their hearts, and they've got big hearts. And
they fund it themselves, don't they?
Pretty much. They don't get a lot of help. They just do it for the sake of the animals.
Do they have any merchandise for sale on that day, do you know?
I don't know. I hope they do, and I'll certainly be getting on the phone to make sure they bring it along if they do.
Because if they do, look, this we're not here to plug commercial, but this is not a commercial venue. It's two young ladies that they do a terrific job. They fund it all themselves. So if you see them there, buy a bit of merchandise to help along. We'll try and get them in again. We had them in here about 12 months ago, and we'll try and get them in again and see if they do a great job. So it looks like it's been a terrific day, Ian.
Perfect. The weather's going to be perfect. We've done as much planning as possible. We're into our fifth year, so we've ironed out a few of the rough edges.
Yep.
And it's getting to be a really great day, and with a surprise couple of guests there on the day, and with lots of help from our local Rotary Club. And we've actually even got some of the younger crew from the Rotaract coming along.
Oh, that's a great group of kids.
So absolutely. So if you're thinking of getting involved in maybe some community organisation, and maybe Rotary's on the radar, but you're a bit young, Rotaract is an ideal way to give a little bit back.
And I guess you'll have a stall on the day promoting Rotary.
We will. There'll be an information booth there. Dogs Day Out is one of our biggest calendar events of the year, but we do a couple of other things throughout the course of the year. There's the Milking Cow and Goat Project, which Wilma runs, that's centred on a region in Kenya, so you'd be able to find out a lot more about that. There's lots that we do. It's hard to sort of sit here and plug a few things out, but come along. We'll have members that would be more than happy to chat to anyone about the things we do.
Because one of the misconceptions is that Rotary is just a lot of old guys who have got grey hair.
There's a few of those.
And also just do barbecues, but Rotary is a lot bigger organisation than that.
It is, and the good thing about Rotary is that it multiplies your ability to have an impact. Yep. Look, if you've got an idea and you'd like to get something going in the community, maybe your local Rotary Club's not a bad place to start. Get down there, talk to people, get involved with the club and float your idea. These clubs are looking for people, looking for reasons to engage with the community. So if you've got the idea, Rotary's got the ability to make it happen.
And you've also got the opportunity to do something local, or because there are clubs overseas, I mean, you can almost do a project anywhere in the world if you want to.
Look, one of our local guys is very big in the Rotary Exchange, and I've got a young lady from Switzerland with our family, and she's a lovely young woman, and it's just an absolute treat to see how these type of activities can make the world smaller and bring people who would never have a chance of meeting together. And let's face it, a world that's more together is a better world.
Yep. And also it's life altering for the young person too. It gives them opportunities they would have never had before.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, the young girl that's with my family at the moment, Mile, is certainly, I'm sure she was already very mature, but to just see how this, she's about 9 months into her 12-month stay, and to see how it's helped her become a very, very solid person is just amazing. It's a very worthwhile thing to be involved.
Totally agree with that. And apart from that, I was out at the Donation in Kind warehouse a couple of weeks ago because my daughter, who's in another Rotary Club, she'd heard about this project, and over Christmas, I think a couple of the big stores were selling exercise books that are around 15, 20 cents each. Now, some of these kids overseas, they only get one book at the start of the year because the school's that poor.
Yeah.
And once it's full, they have to scribble out and start writing over what they've already written. And I think she got, for very little money, she got over 7,000 books. So it's a terrific way.
Look, I briefly mentioned the Cow and Goat Project. It might sound like we're just helping farmers or people in Kenya get a cow, but what we're really trying to do is help families make a little bit of money, get their kids into school, yep. and create an environment where, or a community where, there's at least some ability to support themselves and keep their kids in school longer. Some of the Rotary projects I've heard about, and once they're explained, toilet facilities in third world countries yep. can make a huge difference to the sustainability of the school environment. Rotary has an ability to multiply the efforts of people because it is a worldwide organisation, and if you come up with a good enough idea, then the Rotary world will react and tip in a bit of their money, quite often dollar for dollar. So look, once again, if you've got an idea and you want to get involved in the community, go and knock on your local Rotary club's door and just see what they've got to say. They're probably a good bunch of people.
And come and talk to your people at the information tent on Sunday.
Happy to chat.
We've got with us Ian from the Rotary Club of Healesville. We're talking about the Dogs Day Out, which is coming up this Sunday, the 15th, at the Coronation Park in Healesville. Officially starts at 11, but Ian's saying it'd be better to get it till 10 o'clock, and it'll run through till 3. And he's told you a lot about the great events that they're going to have. So it's going to be a really great day, Ian.
I believe so, and as I said, we're 5 years into it. We're pretty polished in the way we put it together. The lunchtime session with the Obedience Club is fantastic. It's well worth coming along just to sit and watch that. It's a day that you really get involved in. Obviously, it's a great day to take the dogs out and get them socialised and, yep. happily mixing with other dogs, but it's a great day for people too. It gives our dogs basically give us an excuse to get out there and do some socialising ourselves, don't
yep.
they?
Yep, absolutely.
And you'll probably see a lot of the people that you see down at your local dog park there anyway, so you'd be just like catching up with old friends.
Yep, that's terrific, isn't it?
Just a few more sponsors to quickly rattle off, if that's okay. So RACV, Healesville Country Club, Healesville Timber and Hardware, Breen Printing, Healesville Veterinary Clinic, that word always gets me, Seacom Australia, Mackenzie's Tourist Services, and finally Your Office Wizards and GNS Accounting. Once again, thank you to all of those guys. Without their help, the event just wouldn't be possible. And certainly to the point where we wouldn't be able to give back the volumes of money to the local clubs that we attempt to do.
And there will be food available apart from the Rotary
Rotary Barbie.
But sausage sizzle. There'll be other food vendors there as well?
There will be. You'll be able to get your coffee and your snacks and things like that. And of course, the Coronation Park is just out the back of the main street, so if you do have to go off and get a burger or a pizza from the main street, you can be back in minutes.
And have a great time at the same time.
Absolutely. That's ultimately what it's all about, not just for the dogs, but for people too.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 7 minutes to 2 and 28 degrees. Ian, we've been talking all about this fabulous day coming up this Sunday, March the 15th, Dogs Day Out. Let's give it a final wrap and let's try and get as many people on as we can. And again, I must emphasise that with all these, particularly these clubs, the likes of Rotary and all that, the overheads of running the clubs and that, none of this money goes towards that. This is purely and simply raising money in the community. Once they've paid their costs on the day, and that's all that comes out of it, the rest just gets handed over to these other organisations. We need to mention that. But tell us a bit, just give us a recap, please, Anne.
Firstly, I'd just reiterate that if you miss any detail today, go to www.rotaryhillsville.org/Dogs Day Out, and the detail will be there. But look, essentially, first event at 11, and once again, that's my favourite event. It's Best Junior Handler, so get the kids out early.
I don't think you're going to win that one, Ian, with all the ones you think you're going to win.
No, there's a I might dress up in my favourite superhero costume.
I think you'll need more than that.
Aside from that, we've got the lunchtime show by the Obedience Club. The traders are all there. As we've touched on, Alan, there's some expert advice available if you approach the right people, and whether that's the Obedience Club or the in-betweeners. And we should be wrapping up about 3:30. By the time we've given it, had the grand parade. And
well, we have a grand parade.
Yeah, there's a grand parade as well. I don't even know what the judging criteria are for that, so any dog can win, I suppose. So come along, a great day out for all, and most importantly, a great day out for your dog. Our dogs love us to death and probably love us more than anything else, so it's one small thing that you can do for them in any given calendar year, so make sure you do this one. Come along on Sunday.
And they do say that the dog is the only animal that will love its owner more than they'll love themselves.
Yes.
And I believe that. Someone was telling me the other day too, it's about the only animal that can't look after itself. Like a cat can go out and into wildlife and
we won't go into that.
but a dog doesn't have the ability to feed itself.
No, that's
at
right.
At all.
It just goes to show how much they need us. So, yeah. You know, us needing them seems like a perfectly symbiotic relationship.
And they really give back every bit that you give them and a lot more. So I need to mention it again. It's a dog's day out. It's on this Sunday. Get there at 10 o'clock to register. It's at the Coronation Park, Healesville. And you've got prizes, giveaways, the sausage sizzle, soft drinks and more. And also... there's a few of I'd love to see what the criteria is for some of those. I mean, I'd hate the one that if I had a slag off at some breed and I won the one that looked like the dog of most, I think I'd be pretty insulted.
And I'd like to add, I don't want to see anyone out there or coming along putting eyeshadow or eyeliner on their dogs to win that the best eyes award.
Because you reckon the yoga.
Well, I'd like to think that Pepper will, but hey, I'll probably make sure that I'm excluded from winning any events. If you do win an event, you get a nice ribbon to take home too. So once again, that best junior handler, if your kid comes home with the ribbon on that one, they'll be pleased as punch for the whole week.
Well, it's as much for the young people on some of this to win as what it is for the dog too, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just as much about the people and the kids, yeah.
And having a great day on the time. Having a great day on the day.
Love to see you there. The Barbie will be fired up and ready for a great lunch. There'll be some vegetarian options. Just burgers. I mean, it's a very basic fare, but as I say, we're only 100 metres from Main Street, Healesville, so if you do want to pop down to the street or a cafe, you can always have something a bit more gourmet and then come back for your registered event.
Sounds good. All right, Ian, it's been fabulous having you today. We hope it's a real success this Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you next year, and we'll talk about it again.
Well, I might come up with another reason to come in so you don't have to wait a year to see me, Alan.
Sounds good.
Thank you.